Welcome, listeners, to the Stories, Fables, Ghostly Tales podcast, your one stop for all things original and creepy. Today, I have for you the finale of Nightmare Lagoon by Asmar. On our previous episode, we saw our protagonist first spotting the things in the forest, and the last thing our protagonist saw was a sharp knife pointed towards them. Will they get away? Will they be sliced and diced into some terrible creepy curry? And even though I love curry, do I really want to see it happen? Well, we're about to find out in today's action-packed story. Although it is a shorter episode, I promise you, like a delicious Earl Grey, it's packed full of flavor. So strap yourself in for the ride. Turn those lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. And slowly I crept backwards, snapping back to reality. I shouted, "Who the hell are you, and what do you want?" It just stared, not giving away any facial expressions under its worn-out, dirty bunny mask, which didn't look like your average cute furry friend. "Get away from me," I snapped. "Get away right now." Still, nothing. They just moved their neck in strange angles. Moving backwards, I stopped after bumping into something behind me. It felt like stone, but warmth radiated from it. Slowly, jerking my head backwards, to my terror, it was another person, but this one was wearing a cow skull mask and smelled strongly of blood and cigarettes. And his mask was stained with blood. Right now, I was afraid. I couldn't move. I was paralyzed. Fear present on my face. The figure spoke finally. We want you, they said, almost in a whisper. You. Its voice rising slowly each time it said it, but it still had a whisper to it. The one in front of me started walking faster towards me. I just closed my eyes tight, hoping this was just a nightmare, but I knew deep down it wasn't. It was silent now. I opened my eyes, slowly, only to be greeted with the figure's face so close to mine that I could feel it staring into my thoughts. "Scared, fella? Well, you shouldn't have come here," its voice continued. A hand appeared behind me, clutching a cloth, which was now tightly held against my face. Struggling against them, my body thrashed for freedom, but my mind gave up, my consciousness slowly fading away. Darkness engulfed me. I woke up with a scream leaving my mouth. I was in pain, tied up in the middle of the forest, and the sun was setting. I looked down to where the source of the pain was coming from.
Oh God.
My eyes were tearing up. But I refused to let one drop. Now wasn't the time. Two of my fingers were chopped clean off, with my hand still bleeding and blood pouring out of them. I let out another howling scream, which echoed through the trees. I was tied up loosely with rope, and a piece of paper lay in front of my feet. I freed myself and picked up the paper, unfolding it slowly, as two of my bloody fingers were gone. I read it. "We're watching you. You better run. Get out of here before we come. If we catch you this time, we'll kill you slowly. We'll give you a 10-minute head start. Tick, tock. Better get going." I could hear my heartbeat in my ears. I scanned the area in front of me, making out two figures hidden behind trees. One was tapping on their wrist. The other one let out a silent but haunting laugh. And with this, I ran. Trying to make out where I was heading, I'm sure the parking lot was close by. Breathing heavily, drenched in sweat, my clothes clinging to me. I was quite familiar with this place, since I spent more than 5 years roaming around it, trying to get away from my dad. The sun was falling fast, and night started coming. I can't die. I promised myself a scholarship. And weirdly enough, that was all the motivation I needed. I stopped in my tracks after hearing a loud but muffled blow of an air horn. I guess my time is up. I looked in every direction, looking for a way out. I spotted a tree that had a red ribbon around it. I figured if I follow those ribbons, they'll take me to the parking lot. Wait, I remember me and my dad tying these ribbons for anyone who was lost. It would help them get back to camp. I ran, following each tree that had a ribbon around it. That's when I heard footsteps behind me. I didn't turn around in time and was tackled to the floor by one of them. Oh shit, get off me! Trying to loosen their grip on mine, they kept grabbing me, turning me around to face them. They had a knife in the air, ready to attack me. But I was too quick. I slid my leg out and kicked them in the chest, sending them flying off me. I took my chance then. I got up and continued following the trees when something grabbed my leg again, resulting in me falling over with my face smashing first into the ground. I kicked, trying to loosen the grip on my leg, but they wouldn't budge. I turned around, and their bunny face stared right at me. My other leg was free, and I stepped on its arm, causing it to retreat in pain. But I didn't stop there. I got up and quickly started kicking them everywhere, in the stomach, stomping on their legs, and one last kick leading straight to the face. Yeesh, that was kind of gruesome, but I hope it leaves a mark, or even a broken nose, I thought, smirking. They let out one long groan while clutching their stomach. I was about to snatch the mask off them to expose who it was under it, my hand slowly, steadily coming closer, but I quickly pulled back when I saw someone else coming. I got up and ran, branches whipping my face, leaving little stinging scars on my skin. Just a few moments more until I got there. Adrenaline was flowing through me, which made me run even faster. I arrived at the opening, and the final rays of sunlight gleamed on my car as if to congratulate me. I ran to it, not realizing that I didn't have the keys on me. I screamed in rage, kicking at the gravel when I saw something that was placed on my car. It was a note, and my keys were placed next to it. I grabbed my keys only to drop them again. My two missing fingers were attached to it. I nearly puked at the sight, as I had forgotten I was missing any in the first place. I picked the keys up again, unlocked my car, and threw myself in, locking the doors behind me. I started the ignition and took off. Behind me, wedged between the trees, were two of them waving goodbye, while twisting and turning their heads in unnatural angles. Night fell as I made my way home. When arriving, I squirmed out of my car and ran into my apartment, locking myself in. I slid down the door and sat with my knees up, resting my head on them. What the hell just happened? I asked myself. I pulled out my car keys, looking at my fingers, which seemed to have turned to stone. They were covered in dry blood, and the bone still moved from the tenderness of the meat surrounding it. I cut the rope they were dangling off, releasing them and watching them fall to the floor with a thud, rocking from side to side. I remembered the note and quickly unfolded it. It read, "Forgetting something? Those people are sick." Goosebumps crawled all over my skin just from the thought of them. I got up, picking up my fingers and placed them in the fridge, making my way to the bathroom. My reflection in the mirror was gruesome. I was dirty, my lip was cut, and my hair was ruffled, with my face filled with bruises and my eyes were bloodshot. As I looked, my eyes were led towards my hands. They looked odd with two missing fingers. I quickly washed up and cleaned and bandaged my fingers. My body was tired and exhausted. I was cold and just longed for something soft and cozy, like my bed. As I finally arrived at my bed, I lay there still until sleep took over me. The next morning I woke up, sweat clinging to my body. I just woke up from a nightmare. I quickly got out of bed and washed up. I skipped breakfast as I had no appetite, grabbed my fingers from the fridge, and made my way to my car. I had to get these sewn back on. I drove in silence, making my way to the hospital in which when I arrived, they did sew my fingers back on. And my reason was a work accident. After that, I made my way to the police station and filed a report and demanded that they go and investigate the place before someone else does the same mistake as me. They agreed and told me they will go and investigate the place. A couple of days later, I got a phone call from the station claiming that they investigated the place a couple of times, and it turns out that this place was known for cult activities. They said they found a cabin off the lagoon and searched it. They found human remains, a knife, and other belongings. That gave me the chills. They said they searched the lagoon waters. Their officers stated that the waters were so full of blood, it was hard to see anything at all. It was almost like the water itself was infested with blood. Now, they never found anyone there that I claimed have chased me, but they closed the area down and put signs that stated not to enter. How I got out of there alive and not dead still confuses me, and I still get nightmares. I'm sure that I'll never do anything like that again. What a brilliant story. A big thank you to Asma for sending this story in. And an even bigger happy birthday to Asma. Because their birthday was on January the 30th. So happy birthday, buddy. The funniest thing happened regarding this story as well. The very same day I uploaded part 1 and part 2, on the hour of uploading, I believe, Asma sent in part 3. I almost lost it laughing. Talk about timing, right? These sort of things crack me up. Before I sign off, you brilliant listeners, join me tomorrow. I have another old-time radio episode just for your lovely ears. And I'm going to try and fit in some brilliant fan stories as well. Hopefully. I can't wait. Oh, and I'm trying to find the time to do some shout-outs for all of my listeners. Working on that as well. I might need to do an episode on SoundCloud, and I might need to do an episode on YouTube. Lastly, if you want to give me a helping hand, there are two ways you can do it, both of which help me and the authors immensely. One is tell people that the podcast exists. Let me give you an example. Hey person at a party, how's it going? Oh, you like original content? Stuff that's unique? Supports authors and comes out daily? What? Proceed to direct them to your podcast platform. And secondly, if you have time, an iTunes review is super helpful. And yes, I know it can be a pain to do, but I have a link in my SoundCloud that makes life a little easier when it comes to leaving those reviews. Every iTunes review left is like a high five for me. I absolutely love them. So thank you. And on that fantastic note, it is that time. This is the place where stories live, and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.